Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Authorities investigate the death of a baby in Butler County. We've got the story.
Dozens of animals discovered at a Bel Air home. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita Police will take part in a new public safety partnership. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A quiet start to this Tuesday. It will be breezy and warm this afternoon, with thunderstorm chances increasing by this evening. Our full forecast is on the way.
An off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has been shot at a fast food restaurant in the L.A. suburb of Alhambra. Captain Kent Wegner of the L.A. County Sheriff's Office.
The deputy walked into the restaurant and had ordered some food. He was waiting for that food to be delivered to him. He was standing at the counter when the suspect approached him, fired his handgun one time, and shot him in the head.
The deputy, whose name has not been released, is reported to be in critical condition. Police say they are searching for a suspect.
Dozens of animals seized from a home in Bel Air.
Responding to a welfare call Monday morning, officers discovered dogs, cats, rats, and chickens. Some were dead. Many others were described as being sick. Bel Air Police Chief Daryl Atterbury tells KSN News it's a public safety hazard.
We have laws for a reason, and it's not to restrict people just because we want to restrict them. It's to restrict them with the safety of the animals in mind.
The animals are being cared for by animal control. The case will be presented to the district attorney. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Butler County investigators are still looking into the death of a three-month-old who died after being left in a car for several hours Saturday in rural Butler County. Sheriff Kelly Herzet says the mother came home from a baby shower and was tired Saturday around noon, so she instructed the other children in the home what to do while she laid down to take a nap. Investigators say the woman later awoke and realized she had left the child in the car. Herzet tells KSN News the case will be turned over to the Butler County District Attorney.
It's a full blown investigation. I mean, we've got a dead three-month-old child here. So we just can't say, oh, it's tragic, it happened, don't never do it again.
The Wichita Police Department will be working with the U.S. Department of Justice. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says Wichita is among 10 cities chosen nationwide to be part of the National Public Safety Partnership.
You know, we have been working closely with our colleagues at the U.S. Attorney's offices in an effort to have more federal prosecution of our worst offenders, because that is a lot of who is driving our crime in Wichita. It's a lot of the same people over and over and over again. And we are getting serious with these offenders, and we want to make sure that we're effective.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas helped secure funding for this program. Senator Moran's deputy state director is Mike Zamarzla.
As chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the U.S. Department of Justice, Senator Moran has made it a priority to make certain that law enforcement agencies like the Wichita Police Department have the resources they need to enhance public safety.
This is a three-year grant program. Part of the goal is to effectively pursue violent criminals, specifically those involved in gun crime, drug trafficking, and gang violence.
A former White House counsel linked to Watergate gives his assessment of the Russia report to a key congressional committee.
The star witness in the Watergate hearings that helped end the Nixon presidency says he sees parallels to the Russia investigation.
Stated a little differently, Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
President Nixon's White House counsel John Dean told the House Judiciary Committee there are similarities between then and now. Specifically, he says, the use of offering pardons to influence witnesses. Before the hearing, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler announced a deal with the Justice Department to view underlying evidence from the Mueller report, a move that, for now, has stopped criminal contempt proceedings against the Attorney General. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A helicopter flying over New York City crashed on the roof of a skyscraper, killing the pilot.
Police say the chopper is one that is usually used for executive travel, but it's not clear if this was why it was in the Midtown area. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill says they hope to answer why the craft was flying in rainy weather and find the reason it was where it was.
Yeah, there's a TFR there. That's a temporary flight restriction, and we're checking into that now, too.
In part because President Trump's primary residence, Trump Tower, is nearby, and aircraft cannot fly below 3,000 feet within a mile radius of it. No one else was aboard the chopper. The NTSB will investigate the cause. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police in Oklahoma City say they fatally shot a man who was shooting at vehicles along an interstate. Investigators say at least four vehicles on Interstate 35 were struck by gunfire Monday morning before police and the shooter exchanged fire. There have been no reports of injuries to motorists. The gunman has not been identified. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol closed part of I-35 to investigate. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Season on the line last night in the NBA. Came right down to the last shot. We'll have highlights for you coming up in sports.
A new documentary titled Joyland, Reliving the Memories, premiered Monday evening on KPDS Television. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A new documentary titled Joyland, Reliving the Memories, premiered Monday evening on KPTS Television here in Wichita. Brian Ramsdale helped produce the new film.
In my apartment right now, I have about five spools of old 16-millimeter tape, a couple of 35-millimeter tapes that, unfortunately, we don't quite know what to do with. Nobody in town seems to be able to convert those. and then a whole bunch of photos that I've collected. A lot of this footage that we have came from the former owners of the park. So we're talking about the Ottley family and the Nelson family.
Ramsdale appeared with Steve and Ted in the morning Monday here on KNSS. The documentary will re-air on KPTS next Monday, June 17th.
Google's boss is defending YouTube amid backlash over hate speech and fake news.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai says the company has more work to do when it comes to ridding YouTube of hate-filled content and misinformation, telling Axios on HBO.
We are working hard. It's a hard computer science problem. It's also a hard societal problem because we need better frameworks around what is hate speech, what's not, and how do we as a company make those decisions at scale and get it right without making mistakes.
YouTube pushing to remove conspiracy theory and offensive clips amid growing pressure from lawmakers. It recently updated policies to remove thousands of channels and videos promoting extremist ideologies, including white supremacy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
What's this? New research says your sleep habits maybe making you fat.
If you're a woman who often sleeps with a TV on, a new study says you may be packing on pounds as the light confuses your metabolism. Dr. Dale Sandler of the National Institutes of Health.
The women who who had light on in the room as compared to sleeping in a dark room, were more likely to be overweight.
She says researchers looked over health and lifestyle data from about 44,000 women and found it's important to maintain a daytime-nighttime sleep cycle so you can regulate your hormones.
Hormones that regulate your sleep, hormones that regulate your hunger.
She does say a small nightlight is okay. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Couple of traffic accidents out there right now. One of the traffic accidents we've got is at Central and Hillside. So watch out there, Central and Hillside traffic accident. We've also got the report of a traffic accident, and this is up near the North Junction It's at Steed's Crossing and 45th Street North. That's just a little ways east of I-135. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some cloud cover is moving in from the southwest this morning. It's going to be breezy, warm today with a high 78. We'll see some thunderstorms start moving our way from the west this evening. Our low 59, then sunny and windy tomorrow. Wednesday's high 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 6 miles per hour, 57 degrees at KNSS. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock, 8:11 here with Steve and Ted. And yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 79 degrees, about what it's going to be today. Normal high for the day, 85, so we've been just a little bit cooler than normal for this time of year. Well, hearings on Capitol Hill, the Mueller investigation now has generated hearings about that. And with us this morning is Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland to tell us more about it. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
Are we really trying to investigate how the investigation got started, or what's the point of all this at this point?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of discussion about that, especially with John Dean's appearance before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. Of course, he was a key figure in Watergate, and he said he was there to provide historical context for what we're dealing with in these days. Republicans are really hitting him hard just being there because he's not a fact witness. There was nothing that he could offer on the Mueller report other than what we already know about the Mueller report and his opinions. And, you know, he's written books about, Bush and Cheney, for one, saying they were worse than President Nixon, said Iran-Contra under President Ronald Reagan was worse than Watergate. So they were basically making the argument, hey, you've built an industry for yourself, you know, attacking Republican presidents, accusing them of obstruction. You already do this on the cable circuit, so why are you here?
Yeah.
Democrats, though, they feel like this is the way to go. So they wanted to ask him about things like the Saturday night massacre, and if Robert Mueller had been fired, would it have amounted to the same thing? And he seemed to believe it would. There was a lot of tense exchanges. And at the end of the day, I mean, it got a lot of attention earlier in the day, and then there was that helicopter crash in New York. And that kind of took away the attention.
Well, if there's going to be some cynicism about John Dean, of course there will be. Those of us who remember Watergate and what it was all about, you know, it's just third-rate break-in of the Democrats' political headquarters, and then started to unravel a little bit, and it had to do with just being not honest and obstructing justice on the part of President Nixon that got it to that point.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And for people who don't remember Watergate or needed a brush up on the history of Watergate, you certainly got that from the hearing and a lot of opinions.
Well, and Republicans don't want to remind people that it was a Republican president at the time. So there you go. I can understand. Yeah. I can understand all the misgivings on their side. Hey, listen, Rachel, thanks for being with us this morning. A little bit more on the Mueller hearings. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with Steve and Ted this morning. Now it's interesting. There could be a little bit of understandable cynicism there from some people. It is 8:14. Make it 8:15 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And police in Lufkin, Texas, responding to a burglary in progress call. And when they arrived, they entered the house. They had their guns drawn. Police, you know, let me see your hands. Well, the suspect didn't comply because it didn't have hands. It could have shown him the hooves, I guess. It was a deer that got into the house, broke into the house.
Deer in the house.
And apparently the homeowner heard something break in and heard some sort of footsteps. And then they called the police, of course, and they came out and decided it was a deer. So they got some chairs and they ushered the doe out the door. And the department has posted a video of the encounter on Facebook.
Doe, a deer, a female
deer. You know, and growing up in South Central Kansas, I'm going to tell you, deer were for people in the mountains. We didn't have deer in those days, but then a few years ago, the deer population around here kind of exploded. And from what I understand, deer are even more proficient at reproducing than rats. I mean, apparently deer reproduce rapidly.
Yep.
And so now they've become, you know, you've seen deer, most of you, many of you have seen deer. within the city, city limits. I have on several occasions. Jad had a story of a motor vehicle deer accident. What, it was yesterday, Jad?
Or
was
it last night about 9:30.
So they have become, you know, as the cities grow, then the deer, you know, and apparently they're not too bashful about human beings. And I go back to the one interesting deer story I have was this was in 1980, I'm going to say 85. I was working at KFH radio, and one morning we had a call of a deer in the northeast part of town. I'm talking about 21st and Chautauqua up in that area. A deer was in the city, and it was unusual at that time. So they called out the troops. The police started going up there and everything, trying to get, you know, what was going on with this deer, and would you get it out of here, whatever. So Chuck Schechter was working with me at that time. The guy who gave me my first job in radio was now working for me. I said, Chuck, let's go to the roundup. So he got in one car, I got another. And we went up there and covered this thing with updates on the air about the deer. And, God. I mean, it's just like 10 o'clock in the morning. And people are coming out of their houses. This thing is bounding along. And, you know, a deer comes to a six-foot fence, it just kind of bounces over.
It goes over.
It just like it Hopefully. Bounces. And this, what happened was, unfortunately, they finally cornered the deer. It hurt itself.
Yeah.
And they cornered it in a garage, and it hurt itself, and they had to euthanize it. But, you know, in those days, it was highly unusual to see a deer in the city. Now, I have seen out in the west part of town where my daughter lives, you know, it's a suburban neighborhood, and I've seen deer right in the middle of the street, right in the middle of the yards out there.
I almost hit two of them driving to work about 3 weeks ago at Central and Armor.
Central and Armor. Wow. Okay. So there you go. That's our deer story for today. How do we get started? Oh, the deer in the house in Texas. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and I think most of us, many of us sports fans here in South Central Kansas, are watching what I would call the Fred Show. What's going on with Fred VanVleet in the NBA Finals? Day to day, it seems more excitement every day, Ted. Something's going on.
Well, Fred was one shot away last night from with a championship ring.
Yeah.
As the Toronto Raptors were hosting the Golden State Warriors last night, Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Toronto looking for a win to clinch the championship. Toronto had a lead late in the game, but then Golden State went on a 9-2 run in the final 2.5 minutes to take a one-point lead. But Toronto did have the ball at the end of the game with a chance to make a shot and win the NBA championship. Fred VanVleet, the former Shocker point guard, running point for the Raptors in the final seconds. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's Fred VanVleet, front court, 10 seconds to go. Down one. They go to Kawhi with 7 at half court. Looks at the clock. Drives Thompson. Double team. Finds VanVleet with 2. Into the corner. Lowry for the championship. No! It hits the side of the backboard. The game is over. The Golden State Warriors are extending this final series back to a game 6 in Oakland.
The visiting team has won 4 of the 5 games in the NBA Finals, including last night. Golden State 106, Toronto 105. The Raptors still lead this best of 7, 3-2, but they failed to clinch last night. Kyle Lowry talks about that final shot that he did not make.
We tried to get Kawhi to his right side. They doubled off of him. He swung it to Freddie. I mean, Freddie had a look, and he threw it to me in the corner, and Draymond got a piece of it. We blocked him, and he got a little piece of it. Could have got a little bit better, maybe, but we got to look at it and see what we can get better at.
Man, that close. Fred VanVleet almost had the championship assist right there. The shot did not go, so we move on to Game 6 later in the week. Major League Baseball tonight, after a night off, the Kansas City Royals begin a 3-game series tonight, hosting the Detroit Tigers. First time the division rival of the Royals, the Tigers, make a visit to Kansas City on the season. They've played 6 games already this year, but all those have been in Detroit so far. Royals and the Tigers up in Kansas City, 7:15 game tonight. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Major League Baseball action last night. The first place Atlanta Braves win again at home. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 13-7. Coming out of the bullpen for the Braves, Jacob Webb from Tabor College got the final 4 outs for his second save of his career. He's got a 2.57 earned run average. Former Tabor Blue Jay, Jacob Webb, coming out of the bullpen, getting the save for the Braves. Minor league baseball yesterday, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm in single A with the Philadelphia Phillies had a triple, scored a run, drove in a run, got a .387 on base percentage, and he is in the top 10 in the Florida State League in triples. Former Shocker Alec Bohm in single A with the Phillies. In women's soccer, World Cup play in France. Today, it's the group opener for the United States of America. Team USA taking on Thailand. That game will start at about 2 o'clock this afternoon for the USA women. And a happy birthday today to one of the great quarterbacks of all time, Joe Montana, former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. Joe is 63 today. Won 4 Super Bowl rings with the San Francisco 49ers.
Who's got more rings? Bradshaw doesn't have more,
Tom Brady.
Brady's got more than that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, here in Montana, Notre Dame, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
University of Notre Dame.
And where did he come from as a kid? Was he one of those?
Pennsylvania. One of those Western Pennsylvania kids.
Pennsylvania quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Count him.
Yep. Oh, there's.
Count him. I mean,
there's a long list.
Joe Namath.
Johnny Unitas.
Johnny Unitas.
Going on and on.
That's quarterback country.
Yep.
Yeah. Pennsylvania.
And of course, there's the old legend that Joe Montana was 7th on the depth chart at Notre Dame. Dan Devine had him buried under 6 other guys.
It happened. How'd he claw him?
Oh, injuries and, you know, guys playing poorly ahead of him. And finally, they put him in, and all he did was just lead the team to touchdowns.
No, I'll tell you what. I was a kid.
Then the same thing happened to him in the NFL.
Yeah.
The 49ers didn't draft him until the 3rd or 4th round, and then the guy wins multiple Super Bowls for him.
Yeah. There's something there, and sometimes it takes a while to surface. Yeah. Okay.
And, of course, final 2 years of his career were with the Kansas City Chiefs and led them to back-to-back playoff appearances.
No, he was a great one.
Joe Montana, birthday today. The Pro Football Hall of Famer is 63 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Why is John Dean brought in as a witness before Congress? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.